Hello?
Hello, this is Lewis of Opinion Research. The survey is a quick survey, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Got it. How likely are you to vote in this November's elections for President and Governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Likely.
Would you say somewhat or very likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. And overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I'd say good.
Well, thank you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? Under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Or, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed, the cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America.
The first option.
Thank you. Next, mark your option of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Next, Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Don Davis.
Favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Understood. Next, Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Understood. Laurie Buckout.
I'm not familiar with her.
Understood. And Roy Cooper.
Very favorable.
Thank you. And if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Kamala Harris, the Democrat.
Thank you. Thank you. In this year's elections for North Carolina governors, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you have to choose today?
Yeah, I would vote for Stein.
Thank you. And in the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Laurie Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Davis, a Democrat.
Understood. And do you belong to a credit union or not?
Yes, I do.
Understood. Of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial institution? Bank, credit union, stock brokerage firm, including online banks like E-Trade or Charles Schwab, or check cashing outlet?
Credit union.
Got it. Next, here are some statements about the record of your current congressman, Don Davis. Rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Congress Davis successfully fought for the federal bureaucrats to get them out of the way so credit union and other community development organizations can continue helping underserved local businesses and families with needed financial help like car loans, first-time mortgages, and small business loans.
What my options again? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative.
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. Next, Congressman Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina, attended the Air Force Academy, is a military veteran, minister, and teacher at ECU. He has the grounding and values to represent this area well in Washington. Very positive.
Very positive.
Okay. Knowing that the broadband internet is crucial in today's world for economic development and keeping our families connected, Congressman Don Davis secured $1 billion for North Carolina to expand high-speed broadband internet, helping our local eastern North Carolina small businesses have the internet needed to prosper and grow.
Very positive.
Thank you. Don Davis has taken action to secure our border, including voting to increase funding for Border Patrol agents, invest in security technologies to stop illegal crossing, and crack down on drug trafficking.
Somewhat positive.
Understood. Don Davis fights for our armed services and military families. He's working to bring new F-15 aircraft to Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, and he voted to pay increases for all service members, including a 15% pay increase for junior unlisted service members.
Positive.
You mean somewhat or very positive?
Somewhat.
Understood. And as Veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families and veterans to increase health care benefits and get college loans.
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. Through support of North Carolina's credit unions, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, including police, firefighters, teachers, and health care workers, have access to banking services at no cost and get loans needed to buy a vehicle, to get to work, pay for their children's education, or emergency hospital bills.
Positive.
Is this very or somewhat positive?
Somewhat.
That's
positive.
Okay. No, thank you so much. And Congressman Davis passed a law to help families hold on to their family farms by providing free legal services needed to navigate the complicated inheritance process for transferring property when the owner dies.
Did you say he passed or he's trying to?
Oh, well, he passed it.
He passed. Okay. Very positive.
Very well. And Congressman Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud, make sure your privacy is protected, and preserve credit card rewards against an effort by the big box chain retailers and their corporate lobbyists to change the system and threaten those programs.
Positive. Somewhat positive.
Thank you. Don Davis supports allowing local North Carolina credit unions to make more small businesses loans because, unlike the for-profit big national banks, local credit unions keep all their money in their local community, charge lower interest rates, and help small business grow to create local jobs.
Very positive.
Thank you. And lastly, the other candidate for Congress is Lori Buckout, a constitutional conservative Republican, a combat veteran from a family of decorated veterans and retired Army colonel who founded a successful company specializing in electronic warfare. In Congress, her priorities will be to secure the border, protect Second Amendment rights, support military strength, and fix Biden's broken economy. Based on all the information you've heard about candidate for Congress, which one do you support, Don Davis, the Democrat, or Lori Buckout, the Republican?
Don Davis, the Democrat.
And what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself African American or black?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself to be any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No.
Are you a member of either the military, military reserves, or a retired military veteran?
No.
You can answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services. Sling TV.
No.
Fubo.
No.
ESPN Plus.
Yes.
Hulu.
No.
Peacock.
No.
Paramount Plus.
No.
Disney Plus.
No.
And YouTube TV.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. This concludes our survey, and I thank you so much for your participation. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.